Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, finger-licking good fantasies, and sensual satisfaction. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little excerpt, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, so you can download your own free, full-length, erotic audio story just for coming. Now this week I'm reading an excerpt from Secrets Past, a vampire erotic romance by Noel Ron Johnson. Next week I have got a story planned, maybe a little different, but I'll tell you a little more about that later. So just while you get yourself settled and loosen any clothing, I'll read the blurb from the back of Secrets Past to you. When Brogan is killed in battle and emerges as a vampire, what does he do to waste time in his grief for the next few centuries? He preys on the predators of the innocent. That is, until he falls in love with a human woman and shares with her his secrets past. Samantha's lived in foster homes her entire life, knowing nothing about where she came from. When she turns 18, she receives a mysterious package from her ancestors that turns her world upside down. A necklace and ring in the package were meant for her protection, but now put her in danger. When she's mortally wounded by rogue vampires, she finds out who she truly is. Will she finally feel safe enough to tell Brogan her secrets past as well? Now you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready, take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice, and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy Secrets Past, written by Noel Ron Johnson. Samantha, I want to take you to my bed and make love to you, but I don't know if that would be too bold of me to suggest to you, he whispers. Suggest it. I want you, Brogan. Make love to me. I pull his head back down and devour his lips. Brogan backs away from me to drop from my face but grabs my hand. He pulls me up and off the couch, leading me down the darkened hallway. He stops and faces me, pulling me flush with his body. I can feel his arousal against my belly, his fingers tangle in my hair. He kisses me softly. I don't want you to think this is why I brought you here. We can wait for this. There is no rush. But I do want to make you mine. And soon, Samantha. His lips caress over mine. I don't feel taken advantage of, Brogan. I feel like I'm being cared for. And not just here for your pleasure. Samantha, it would never be just for my pleasure. You will be more than pleasured. Trust me. My panties just got wetter from those words alone. He had me sucked in and I was a goner. I knew I liked Brogan, but his words sliced right through me. We've known each other for a few months now, and we've finally taken our friendship to the next level. And now at this moment, that level is taken even further. He leads me into a dark room, kissing me, caressing my ribs and back. He backs me up until my knees meet a mattress and I sit, with him leaning over my body. He leans over my body as I lay down on my back, and we never break contact. I can feel his knees next to my hips, his body straddling mine, his hands cradling my face and head as his lips take what they need from me. I can feel pressure from him sitting on me. But yet, he's holding his weight above my body, hovering and still demanding my mouth. He backs up his knees and his hands caress over my neck, collarbone, and between my breasts. He's still licking and nibbling my skin. I can feel it prickling as he leaves a light trail of wetness from his kisses. My t-shirt is tucked in, and I lift just a bit as his hands grip it and pull. Brogan lifts, and as soon as it clears over my head, he tosses it over his head behind him. Perfect. I hear him whisper. There's just enough light spilling into the room from the hallway that I can see his facial features. He's absolutely beautiful. His short, dark hair, dark scruff on his face, and his light blue eyes pierce me to my soul. I was made to be with this man, and over this short time we've known each other, I may have fallen in love with him. Just maybe. He runs his palms over my skin on my stomach, ribs and over my bra-covered breasts. I arch my back against the bed, offering myself to him, all of me for him. I know this is perfect. This time, right here, is perfection. Him and me. He leans forward, and I can feel his breath ghost across my chest and breasts. Even though they are still entrapped in my white bra, my nipples peak and harden for him. With my arms wrapped around his sides, gripping the sides of his shirt, he licks over my belly and goes lower to the top of my jeans and licks my exposed skin there. I squeak and he nibbles me more. I can feel his knuckles brush over my skin as he unbuttons and then unzips my jeans. I lift as much as I can with him on top of me, and he shimmies my jeans past my hips, thighs, and off my feet. I'm left in my white cotton and lace bra and panties. I love nice things and spend the money for quality bras and panties. Seeing his reaction to what I'm wearing right now, so does Brogan. Samantha, you're breathtaking. You're beautiful and soft. He whispers against my breasts and licks the top of the mounds, trying to escape their entrapment. His hand glides over my breasts, ribs and stomach. I arch my back, offering my breast to him, and he accepts. He nibbles over the material, and I reach back quickly to unlatch my bra. Then whipping it off, flinging it in the air. I don't care where it goes, I'll find it sometime tomorrow. As soon as I lay flat again, Brogan attacks my nipples, licking, sucking, nibbling. I'm already gasping for breath, and the tingling inside of me is growing stronger. I never came before just by my nipples alone, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be doing a whole lot of new things with Brogan in my life. His mouth on my skin causes it to prickle, and goosebumps appear. He brings out sensations within my body that I haven't had ever before. And I know this man was made for sex. His body, his voice, and his touch are sinful. He skims over my heated flesh from one nipple to the other, slowly licking the skin between them. His hand slides from my ribs to my stomach, hip and thigh. Everywhere he touches, my body ignites more. I'm arching my back, my hands gripping the sheet beneath me, and his mouth hovers over my skin. He makes his way to my stomach and leaves a trail from his tongue. He is tasting me all over. He wanders lower, below my stomach, and I huff out a breath finally. He pulls off my panties, dropping them to the floor. Grabbing one of my legs, he puts it over his shoulder and he looks my body over. "Relax, Samantha. I'll make this so good for you, love." He lets his lips nibble and taste around my entrance. Then he licks my clit and I'm about to come off the bed. His touch is sizzling and he scorched me right down to my soul. His lips and tongue are magical and he knows how to please a woman. The pressure of his tongue and lips increases and he goes faster, darting his tongue in and out and around to lick up the wetness we're creating together. He nips and bites gently on my clit, and I detonate with my orgasm. I scream out my release as he drinks me in, his mouth sealed on me below, pulling out all the sensations he's giving me. I slowly come back to the present and slowly open my eyes. My legs are flat on the mattress and Brogan is hovering over me, between my legs, looking into my eyes. "Welcome back, love," he whispers, his voice low and full of lust for me. I look over him, and he's taken off his shirt. What have I done in my life to ever win a man like this? He's perfect. Hard, muscular chest and abs, trim hips, dark hair and scruff on his face, his piercing blue eyes. It's dark, but with the small light coming from the hallway, it's enough to see him naked and excited to see me. I palm his cock, squeezing lightly, and his eyes close. I want to taste him too. He's hard, but soft to touch and the perfect size. Not too big, and I'm not afraid to have him enter me. We were made for this, and I know he's mine after this night. "Samantha, you must stop, or I won't be able to continue with you. Your touch is too much. I'm on the edge just watching you come." It was beautiful. He kisses my lips softly. Then I open my legs further, and his hips sink against mine. "But I want to taste you too." "Samantha, my love, I don't know if I can hold on much longer. I don't want to embarrass myself and come like a teen boy." I can hear the strain in his voice and I release him with one last stroke and squeeze to the tip of his cock. He lowers himself over me, rubbing his dick over my clit and kissing me. His hands pull and tug the strands of my hair. My fingers weaving through his, tugging his closer, my legs wrapping around his waist, and I slowly feel him nudge my opening. He flexes his hips and he slowly slides into me. He rocks his hips, so he slides in, taking my wetness with him, then out, then back in, further up until he's fully inside of me. Our hips skin to skin. I feel full, stretched and ready to make love to this glorious man. I need him to move as I start to feel the tingling and vibrations of the muscles inside of me quiver. He leans back, bracing a hand on the mattress next to my head, looking into my eyes, cradling my cheek with his palm. I can feel him spread his knees between my legs, opening me up more for him. He slides out, then in quickly, and I gasp. He's hitting my G-spot, and I know when I come, it's going to be magnificent. He says, "Samantha, open your eyes. I want to watch your pleasure." He rocks in and out of me, harder and faster, bracing his hands on the bed beneath me and staring into my eyes. I can feel it building, faster, harder. Oh God, I'm pushing down with my inner muscles as he makes love to me, fucks me into the mattress, and I scream out my release as it washes over me in waves. My inner muscles quiver and squeeze his cock, and I hear him shout out his release. My fingers dig into his back, my legs lock at the ankles around his hips. feeling him release his orgasm inside of me, and I scream out in another wave of ecstasy. I'm not worried about protection. I'm on the pill, and I don't sleep around. His breathing heavy is in my ear as he collapsed on top of me, and my arms flop back to the mattress, and my legs unlock from him. Our breathing evens out, and he finally sits up to look at me. Are you okay, Samantha? Yes, just perfect. I smile in a daze of after-sex glow and haze. Well, I hope that's got all your hot spots tingling nicely. As always, if you want to go ahead and grab your copy of Secrets Past, the links are in this show's notes. Or you can just go ahead and look up Noel Ron Johnson on your favourite ebook retailer. Now next week, we're going to get dark. Possibly darker than we ever have before. So be warned. Next week is not for the faint-hearted. And depending on how the story goes during the week, I might be tempted to try something absolutely new. You do like to experience new things, don't you? So I will look forward to you joining me next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. As you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.